This podcast of Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalli means you can jump in on what you've missed anytime you like. But with September value across the Mazda range, the time to jump into the Mazda BT50 4x4 XT is right now. With 3 years, 45,000 kilometre free scheduled servicing. Conditions apply.
Hello, podcast listeners.
G'day.
On the day we fell in love.
Should we give people a warning that the first break of today's radio show was a hot mess?
Yeah.
It's a hot mess.
Be going on.
It's 6 a.m.
It was fun, though.
Time.
I had that Friday feel.
Friday feel.
But then the weirdest thing that's happened today is when we were all talking about how iPhones are going to self-combust. Mm. And then out of nowhere, my Siri popped up with, you're being unreasonable.
Yeah.
That is crazy, man.
Proof
if
the
you
point.
Don't think that Apple's constantly listening to us and our lives...
Yeah.
There's evidence right then and there recorded.
Plus, we've got some very special guests, Aaron Molan talking footy, and we chatted to Greg Sims, the brother of Lynn Dawson, who went missing all those years ago.
Yeah, a lot of people into that Teacher's Pet podcast.
Yeah.
It's not one on my rotation, but it's very, very popular, and I keep saying this. It is so odd that we're at the point now where it is a podcast that leads to, and they can say it's not, but it clearly seems as though it is.
Yeah.
It'd be an amazing coincidence if not. That then sort of directs police operations in cold cases.
Yeah. It's 2018, power of the podcast.
Harold Holt needs a podcast.
Where is he? Has a comeback.
Has a comeback.
Has
what a
comeback.
Great
name. That's the official hashtag for the podcast. Has a comeback.
Have a nice time, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalli.
At 1 minute past six for a Friday, Ash London is
here.
It's
actually 2 minutes past six, Ed.
You're right, 2 minutes past six.
Oh, yes. She's been in the seat a week and she's pulling up the guru.
Lando, I'll accept that. Absolutely, I will. And relish it. Thank you.
He would have climbed over the desk and slammed my microphone into my forehead if I had done it.
As if you'd know what the time is. Dudes, what a morning. What a morning we have for you. Punk Tuckets. We're going to have a Punk Tucket Blutz.
A blood, 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 blood. And Shelley Craft's coming in from the block. We love the block. And Ed, you reckon you've got a scoop, don't you?
No, Ash. What have I got? Some.
Scoop block. Exclusive. Yeah.
I've got Grant Denyer. I have got.
Yeah.
I've got so much scoopla about the fact that the block is giving away one of the apartments. They're giving it away. But I know something that nobody else knows.
How do you know it?
I put two things together in my head, Sherlock Holmes style, and now it's all happening.
Sherlock Holmes style. Out of control.
I was going to say Butler in the library with a candlestick.
That's Cluedo.
Damn it.
Come on, be better.
Okay. Mate, he's on fire today. He's had a couple of wins. The secret sounds up to $52,000. And, hey guys, before 6:30, we're going to speak to Tennille, who left the Bachelor Mansion last night.
Yeah, off her own volition.
Yep.
So,
and
we're not calling her a victim.
No, she's not. She's a Levy.
Levy.
Oh, she walked.
Yes, she walked. And Grant, you and I need to have a discussion, and Ash now in the Channel 10 family. Mm. We need to talk about why so many girls are leaving on their own.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
This is a bit of a problem for a show where girls go to try and win the heart of someone, and now four of them have just gone, nah, I'm out.
It's because they all know they can get in Bachelor in Paradise if they just stay kind of towards the last 20% of the show.
Oh, you think that's what it is?
She's had enough screen time. Enough Australians know who she is. I'm out of here. I can get a whole nother season out of this baby and sell
so
more
like
Keith Whitner on Instagram.
Like Australian Idol, where you don't want to win because the person who comes second always sells so many more albums and goes on to have a career.
I won't hear it. Kate DeRouge is still huge. And Apple unveiled. Now, we wanted to do this today because normally the day that Apple releases their phones, Grant, people go a bit crazy. So you let the dust settle for a couple, you know, over 12 hours. Then you go, right, then all the techies have had time to pick them up.
Okay, so, now have we all got iPhones? Can we just, what? I've got an iPhone X. What do you got, Cav?
X.
X as well. And Grant, Daniel, X. Radio talent, obviously. Latest phone. What about you, Kira?
So internet,
our social boy.
I've got an 8 Plus.
Okay, why have you got the 8 Plus and not the 10?
Because I want the button.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you think you want the button, but then once you lose the button, you never want the button back. Am I right, boys?
You realise you didn't need it in the first place.
You never needed it in the first place.
I might never touch another button in my life.
That's why. Classic Ed Cavalier. But here's the thing. And I saw a meme yesterday, and you know sometimes you see a meme and it is so true for you that you have to tag everyone in the meme. You keep looking at it, you're like, it's absolutely right. It is an animated GIF, so it's one of those images that moves to a couple of images and looks animated, of this person on their deathbed. They're grey in the face. The oxygen mask is falling on. They're dying. And the caption says, "My iPhone, the day the new iPhone comes out." Awesome. And when I saw this, I thought, nothing has ever been more true, because we all know that we're part of the Apple cult, right?
Yes.
We know they're tracking our information.
Absolutely.
We know they're sucking us dry.
Yes.
We know the battery life is a piece of crap, and they know, of course they can fix it, but they choose not to because they can sell us more third-party accessories, more chargers, more phone replacements. And this is what happens, boys. The new phone comes out and all of a sudden, the other phone you had that worked perfectly and you thought was the bee's knees starts slowing down.
It's huge.
Oh, starts being a bit crappy. But do you know what you do? You never update the operating system on your old phone. Never do it. Never do the updates.
That's the hack. Okay. So you're saying the phone is fine until you start going for the new upgrades, and then they deliberately put things on there to make your phone malfunction so you buy the new one.
They put the gremlins in there, correct. And our social boy Kieran, who knows better than me, I feel like he's about to burst if we don't let him speak. I think he's about to tell me I'm wrong.
Okay, so your iPhone X's no longer exist. That is true. After yesterday, Apple no longer support them or no longer sell them. So they're done.
Oh, my God. Sorry. That was Apple trying to shut us down.
Now, Apple, a few months ago, they were found out of doing exactly what you're saying.
I knew it! She's done it.
Busted. They have now had to reverse all of those changes on the 6, the 7, and the 8, which they started to slow down.
What about the X?
Your 10 has only just become obsolete.
Yeah.
So they can't do it anymore without... kind of saying, but they may in new updates.
They can't, but they may.
Your phone won't be is compatible with the new operating system, but it may not work as well on
the operating system. In 3 years, I'll be rocking this operating system.
What you're saying is, don't get a new phone ever.
Don't upgrade to iOS 10, which will come out shortly. If you do want a new phone, one is $1,600.
What? Who's got $1,600 lying around?
The iPhone XS Max, which is a long thing to say, is $1,600.
Got snake?
No.
Rubbish.
What does a new phone do?
That was us.
We're still on.
We're still going? Oh, good.
I meant to point. So we're having gremlins in our system today. Grant, who cares what the new phone does? It does what the old phones do. They never do anything in two
but
seconds.
I don't know what the biggest headline is.
We'll give
like,
two seconds, Kieran.
Fork out.
Okay, the biggest headline that Apple went with yesterday, slightly bigger, and now it's beer resistant.
What?
He's trying to make a joke, resistant? Guys. Give him a laugh.
Oh. Is it
it's
true?
Not beer resistant.
It's beer resistant.
Beer?
No.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That's it.
It's waterproof.
The whole ad yesterday was this guy going, it's now water, beer, and wine resistant. That's it.
That's how you become a trillion-dollar company.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa.
Is your phone speaking
seriously,
to you?
Seriously, Siri, that was Siri just piping up.
Oh, God.
We didn't ask that, and she's just said, yes, I'm not allowed to be frivolous.
What the hell?
No, that's it. I'm out
of
here.
Get out of here.
I'm living in a cave. Yeah. That's it. I'm done. Joined now by a lady who evicted herself from the Bachelor Mansion last night. This was the moment that Tennille went up to the Bachelor, the honey badger, and just said, nah, that's it for me. Have a go.
Do we just stop kidding ourselves? Because I get the feeling you're not going to get past the fact that I'm a little bit withheld. I can't help that. And you can't help if you don't have the time to sort of dig a bit deeper. Like, I get that. It doesn't make either of us bad people.
Oh, Tennille is on the show in studio right now. Babes, how you feeling? Any regrets?
Oh, look, no regrets at all. Definitely not. But, yeah, definitely emotional. I think I shed a tear again last night watching it. That's all good. I think Shannon made me cry the most.
Yeah, she's a lovely person, Shannon. As a car care consultant, you have to be that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why were you so unsure about how Nick felt about you? What were your concerns?
Oh, look, I don't think it was really like my concern. Obviously, that lie detector date brought up, my barriers and whatnot like that. And then when I had the discussion with Nick, he sort of highlighted to me like, he just really put an emphasis on the time frame that we had left. And for me, what I gathered was he just kept going, oh, I don't have the time to sort of do this. And I was like, that's all cool. And I think that's sort of the heart-sinking moment for me, and I knew in my gut, it's not going to happen in here. And you, that's fine. Like,
Tennille, you would, of all of them, you know, a lot of them people go in, which is fine for various reasons, grab a media career, try and make a name for themselves, whatever. You did, you came across as someone who was genuinely looking for love, and on behalf of all of us here and behalf of Channel 10, I can feel free to speak for them. You're way too good for him.
Oh, well, thanks for that, guys. That's really nice.
Well, can I tell you a true story? I watched The Bachelor this week for the first time, and when you came on, I called over my husband and I said, come and look at how beautiful this woman is. And I'm a woman. He's my husband. He came over and he said, she's gorgeous. Mm. I said, yeah. So that, you know, if another woman wants to show you off to her husband.
She's asking you if you want to swing with them. Tennille, this is her way of asking.
I think you've got the wrong contestant for that one. Sorry.
Oh, hello. Drop names.
She means Brooke, no. Don't you? You mean Brooke, don't you?
Oh, look, guys, I'm not naming names. You can
Brooke.
Figure that one out.
No, I have figured it out, Brooke. TV screen, Tennille.
Did you cop much from the Mean Girls trio? Like, was your time in there a horrible time, or were you walking away going, it was okay?
Oh, look, I think, like, for the first sort of six episodes, you didn't really see much of me, but that's just because I wasn't sort of sticking my nose in anything. I was just keeping to myself and chatting to Nick at cocktail parties and doing the group dates and stuff. Like, obviously, it was sort of a bad timing. I had my date, and that's sort of where you saw the most of me come up. And then, obviously, it went into that drama. So. Yeah. I mean, my whole experience wasn't horrible, but I did definitely have some really emotional times, unfortunately.
Oh, Tennille. Hey, we wish you... You're a flight attendant. Are you going to go back in the air? You're back on...
Yeah, I went straight back into full-time flying once I got goodness. Out. So, that yeah, is back going into the grind.
To be
into the grind.
A nightmare.
And if Bachelor in Paradise come a-calling, is it going to be a yes or a no?
Oh, look, I think I just need to get over the emotional trauma of this first. Gotcha. But never say never. Might see me again.
That's a yes. All right. Thank you, Tennille. Best of luck.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Are you ready? The
feed. Okay, so Destiny's Child fans will know that there are three members of Destiny's Child. But back in the day, there were actually four. There was Beyonce and Kelly and two other ladies.
Ringo?
Not Ringo. That's the Beatles, Ed Cavalier. Come on, stay with us. Okay. So the band breaks up and then Destiny's Child go necklave. They become proper famous with Michelle as the third person. Destiny's Child then put out Survivor with this lyric. Thought that I'd be stressed without you, but I'm chilling. Yes. You thought I wouldn't sell without you, sold 9 million. You thought I wouldn't sell without you, sold 9 million. LaToya, who was one of the girls that left the band, sued Destiny's Child.
Oh, no.
Said, you're talking about us. That's defamation. They settled out of court. We thought the friendship was over, but guess what's happened, boys? LaToya and Beyonce hanging out on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Classic Beyonce, just smoothing it over and being a legend.
And do you think that LaToya got money back in the day from them? Do you reckon the settlement would have been good?
Yeah, absolutely. She looks good. Look at her. She's got an expensive looking dress on.
LaToya's doing okay.
She's made bank, so there you go.
Well, she's missed out on a whole career. Otherwise, she's kind of like that drummer that left early in the Beatles.
Pete Best.
Poor guy. Yes.
Is that what his name is?
Pete Best.
With the music knowledge. I've got some Royals news for you guys now. So Prince William has had a bit of a faux pas. So he hit up Japan House, which is a cultural center celebrating all things Japan. And he was talking to some students, and take a listen to the question he asked them.
Have you guys had much Chinese food? Sorry, Japanese food? Have you had much Japanese food?
Oh. Well, if they want the expert on Japan, they should have gone to this Bachelor contestant.
I went to Japan in November.
Yeah.
Konnichiwa.
Oh,
oh
God.
So awkward. She would have thought that was such a cool thing to say at the time.
And he didn't know what she meant.
Oh, he didn't even know.
That's the feed.
You can enjoy Today FM breakfast with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalier anytime, anywhere. Just download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au. Forget the alphabet and the adults. This is
Yes, it is at 4 minutes past seven. Here we go, Grant Denyer. 10 grand up for grabs.
We got Cameron, who's playing for Wilberforce Public School, on the phone, who's ready to play today FM's Alpha Bucks. How are you going, Cameron?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, mate, we are so good, and we're so pumped for you to clean up as much money as you can get right now. If you got $10,000, what would you do with it?
I would buy a drone and give some money to my mum so she can fix the kitchen.
Oh, a little bit of something for you, something for mum. How good are you, Cameron?
Yeah.
It's pretty great. Right,
you excited? You ready to go, buddy?
Here we do.
Yeah.
30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with a letter R today, Cameron. R for run. Oh. Is that clear?
Okay.
For each question you get right, you'll score $100 with a chance to win up to 10 grand. If you don't know an answer, just say pass and then we'll move on to the next question. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice and the adjudicator's word is final. Here we go, Cameron. Your letter is R. Best of luck.
Okay.
Name a ride.
Pass.
An exercise.
Running.
A colour.
Red.
Another term for precipitation.
Pass.
Something you can win.
Pass.
Something you use at school.
A rubber.
A body part.
Pass.
Precipitation.
I'm giving Cameron the precipitation one because that was way too hard. So that is... $500 for you and $500 for Wilberforce Public School. Great job, Cameron!
Yay! Well done, Cameron! Yay!
Great work. And also, I'm going to give you a family pass to Kingpin Bowling as well. You go bowling, buddy. Take the family, go bowling. That'll be a bit of fun too.
Thank you.
Good on you, Cam. Have a great Friday. Precipitation. We all stared at each other going, what on earth is that?
I'm a weatherman and I struggle.
Okay, 6 minutes past seven. Shelley Craft, host of The Block's coming on next. Incredible giveaway. This is not an ad. This is just genuinely interesting. They're giving away one of the apartments on the block.
With Monopoly.
With Monopoly. Now, I hear you asking which one. This is where I come in.
Which one?
Thank you. Which one I hear you ask?
Which one?
Which one?
Thank you, small person sitting under the desk. I know which one. I'll give you the scoop line next.
How do you get the scoop line every day? I thought it was just a Channel 10 thing. Now we've gone to Channel 9.
Oh, you should hear me with my SBS.
Biggest prize on television.
Yep, this is it. The scoop line is next on how you can win yourself a block apartment. Taking out some time out for us this morning, and I'm very happy that she has, is host of The Block, Shelley Craft. Morning, Shelley.
Well, good morning, guys. How are you?
I'm flabbergasted. Now, this is not an ad. This is just something that I'm genuinely fascinated by. This is an ad that's been running around. It was on a current affair last night of a huge giveaway from The Block and Monopoly. Take it away, Scotty Cam.
We're giving away the biggest prize in Australian television ever. An entire block apartment. So take a chance. Go buy the new collector's edition of Block Monopoly. Grab your golden ticket and enter the draw.
Okay, Shelley Craft, I was waiting. I was sitting there watching with my wife and going, when's the catch, when's the catch, when's the catch? You're actually giving away one of the apartments.
There's no catch at all. This is just absolutely enormous, fantastic, very exciting. And yes, a block, the block, special edition Monopoly is available for everyone to grab. Look, it's not just your average game. Obviously, you then go in the running to win one of the block apartments. So it's the ultimate prize for the block fans.
Oh, how annoyed is Husey going to be? He had to buy one.
He'll be devastated. All right, Shelley Craft, time for some Scoopla. Because I filmed my television show, have been paying attention, not too far from that area, and there was an opportunity to go down to the block and have a look through.
Now, Ed, we agreed off air that you weren't going to say this to Shelley because it's a bit Scoopla.
No, Shelley and I go way back. This is okay, Shelley.
Okay.
When I was
come on, Ed, bring it on. What you got?
Ooh. Okay. When I was in the block, Shelley, I turned to my left, I'll say, and there was a door, and I went to go into a door, and one of the lovely Channel 9 publicists said, "Oh no, Ed, you can't go in there."
And you said, "I'm Ed Cavalier. I can do whatever I want."
And she said, "Yes. In that case, security, get him out of here." Shelley Craft, is there a secret? It's not one of the apartments we've seen, is it? There's another secret apartment in the block.
That I cannot tell you. There's all sorts of secrets in the Gatwick end that I don't know about and that I can't tell you. So, you never know.
You know everything, Shelley Craw. No one's keeping block secrets from Shelley Craw.
I know nothing. I know nothing. I do know, however, that if I was to choose a piece on this game, I would stick with the old-fashioned wheelbarrow, that's for sure.
Yeah, go the wheelbarrow. Yes, of course. Not the boot. No one uses that. Okay, Shelley Craw, it's massive. It is. Someone is going to win one of the. And it's, you know, yes, it's in Melbourne. Investment property. Why not? Is it true that everyone nationally is available as well? Because if I'm in Sydney, I'm thinking, well, hang on a sec. Am I allowed to win something that's in Victoria?
Yeah, 100%. Look, I don't know if you're allowed to win, but anyone else is allowed to win. Absolutely. So you just got to.
My Channel 10 connections might rule me out.
It's kind of a competition, like I guess the Willy Wonka. Also, you get the golden ticket in your box. And then you have to register to go in the draw to win one of the block apartments. It's pretty easy. And then, of course, you get the game to keep and to play forever. And I must say, Scotty Cam does have a striking resemblance to the original Monopoly Man anyway.
Yes, he does. All right, we've got to jump out. So this is true. I've got the full prize list here. So first prize with the Monopoly and block co-production is an apartment on the block. Thanks to Channel 9. Second prize is a full-body exam by Dr. Doctor. And third prize is a live Facebook chat with the South Sydney Rabbitohs. So there's plenty of stuff to win. Shelley Craw, we'll see you on the block.
You got to go for gold, Ed. Don't stop.
Bye. See ya.
See ya.
And on 131060, what happened when you've been left home alone or someone was left home alone? Grant Denyer.
I just turned 18 and I thought I'd get the boys around because I said, lads, Mrs. D is not going to be here. It's time to get our drink on. And I'd never really sampled anything before. So this was my first time. So I went down to
first
buy some for the boys.
First time drinking, 18.
Yeah. I was a late bloomer. I got a couple of slabs. Shut up. And so I saw this beer that I thought, oh, that sounds good. Foster's Special. Special must mean it's extra good. So we sat around for a good 5 or 6 hours having a couple. And then, did you feel anything? No, I don't feel anything. It was light beer.
Oh,
I had no idea. All we got
cool.
was bloated tummies. That was it.
That's even so wholesome. Even your wild stories are wholesome. It's so disappointing.
Is light beer, and I legitimately don't know the answer to this, does light beer mean it's less alcohol or less carbohydrates?
Less alcohol. Yeah. Can be both, but less alcohol is what the light references.
To the point where, like, really not much at all alcohol-wise.
Poor Grant.
My brother-in-law, very quickly, 20 years old, he's been home alone for 2 weeks, and my wife was sent round there to secretly see how he's been going because he'd been telling his mother on the phone, oh, no, I'm eating really healthy. Oh, no, everything's done. House clean. Yeah, no, all good. My wife walks in. Yeah. There's 9 pizza boxes on the kitchen floor.
That's
not in the bin. Not in the bin. There's pieces of pizza even in the in the first one. So all 9 still had pizza in them. Okay. He assured her that he'd done all the washing. So she walks into the laundry and inside the washing machine, she opens it up and there was just 2 pairs of undies.
Oh, that's gross. Oh.
He'd done a load with 2 pairs of undies and then not taken them out of the washing machine.
That's when you know your skiddies are next level, when you can't wait for the rest of the wash to fill up. You just put them in on their own.
Things are going to go.
Megan in Greenacre. Who was left home alone and what happened, baby girl?
Hi, guys. It was my dad and it was Boxing Day and he was really enjoying, you know, his wife and daughters not being home, so he's walking around in the nude, decides to make himself a ham sandwich after a few Christmas beverages, and as he's carving the ham, the knife slips and slices a different kind of meat off the bone.
No.
Oh,
yes,
off the
very,
bone.
Yes, very sensitive cut, that one.
Now, that's the story he told you.
No, it's, we actually came home later that day and he locked all the doors. So my sister was the only one small enough to squeeze through the window and found him in the bathroom on the floor with the knife and lots of blood.
Oh, God.
So a bit of therapy involved there.
And your mum. Oh, God.
And I'm sure your mum was screaming at him, why don't you just watch porn like a normal husband?
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, can't you just have an affair?
You can't. you win, Megan. Pete tickets.
Yeah,
Megan, Pete, you go to Pete. You and your dad. You and your dad's chopped sausage are off to Pink. Here we go. Don't miss your last chance to catch Pink live in concert September 17, 18, 19, Qdos Bank Arena. Final tickets on sale now, livenation.com.au. If you missed out, don't worry. We are going to be doing a Pink ticket blitz after 8 o'clock.
Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalese. Get back on the horse. Escape to the Everest Carnival at De Bortoli Wines Golden Rose Day, September 22 at Rosehill Gardens. Book at theraces.com.au.
This is such a wonderful thing we've been doing all week, and for various different reasons, heaps of people in life just need the chance, the opportunity, maybe a bit of a kick up the bum to get back on the horse, to start embracing life again, whether it's a relationship or just generally getting out there and experience the gloriousness of life. And today we've got a really, really special one. We'll kick it off with Ali. Now, Ali, you have nominated your friend Anna, and we were just reading about how you girls met. This is a really beautiful story. Tell us.
Good morning, guys. So morning. Anna and I met about 18 months ago through a charity called Feel the Magic. And Feel the Magic run camps, like grief camps for kids who have lost a parent or a sibling. And Anna and I are both mentors at this camp. Anna lost her dad and I lost my mum. So we both are mentors to kids, and every mentor that comes to camp is matched with a kid to, you know, match their needs and everything. And, yeah, that's how we met. And
Well, that's firstly, what a beautiful thing for you both to be doing with your time. So thank you for that.
That's okay.
And now, Ali, it's time for Anna to potentially put some time into herself. She's dedicated so much time to others. Are you a bit worried about her right now?
Yeah, like Anna always puts, you know, Feel the Magic first, no matter what she's got going on in her life. And I think she just needs reminding that, you know, what she's doing and, you know, how she's turned her grief into something beautiful. And, I mean, all of the mentors there are, but, you know, being my best friend, I think that, yeah, she just deserves to be reminded that she's doing good things and she should be very proud of herself.
Well, she's on the line. Anna, how do you feel hearing your beautiful friend Ali speaking about you?
Oh, my God, I'm going to cry.
Well, she cares about you. Ali cares about you, Anna. She's reached out to us. She cares about you deeply. She wants you to have some fun out there.
Oh, my gosh, that's amazing.
All right. All right, girls. So this is what we're going to do. You've both got yourselves tickets to go to De Bortoli Wines Golden Rose Day at Rosehill Gardens and $1,000 cash each, ladies.
Yay!
Yay!
$1,000 is a pretty good injection of cash. Anna, what are you going to do for yourself? When you close your eyes and imagine yourself having some Anna time, what does that look like?
Oh, gosh, I don't even know. I really want a massage. Like,
deal.
Get the hot stone, Anna. They get these hot, warm, smooth stones. They oil them up and they place them on your body. Oh, it's heaven. Oh, you'll love it, Anna. Go the hot stone.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for putting others first. You guys are two of Earth's wonderful angels. Keep up the great work, but this is about you now, so enjoy some you time.
Have fun, girls.
Thank you so much, guys.
Hey, escape to the Everest Carnival at De Bortoli Wines Golden Rose Day, September 22 at Rosehill Gardens. Book at theraces.com.au.
Get all the Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalier you missed. Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au. Today FM's secret sound.
What's that sound?
What's that sound?
At 7 minutes past eight, let's see if we can't give away the $52,000. Here is your new secret sound.
And if you're sitting at home thinking no one ever wins these things, they play them for a year, have they even got $52,000? You better believe we do. We gave away $86,000 this week, Sydney.
Yeah, Jess from Campbelltown.
What a legend.
Let's go to Maddie from Camden. Maddie, what do you think it is?
I think it's when you close, you know, the child safety gates that you put on the bottom of the stairs.
Yes. Oh, let's hear the sound. I just put up a baby gate, Maddie, and I was like... Do I need this? Yesterday, my son crawled and pushed on the baby gate. They work,
well,
people get baby gates. But you're incorrect, but it's nice to talk to you. All right. Abdullah from Peakhurst. Hello, mate. What do you believe the secret sound to be?
I think it might be hitting an air hockey puck into the hole and it drops.
That is great.
Okay, let's see. Let's hear the sound. Mate, that is a fantastic guess.
That's a good guess.
It's so
yeah, my
good.
Heart's beating at the same time.
Mate, you're incorrect, but that is... I loved your guess, by the way.
Can we give him a prize for a good guess?
I
is
am
that
actually,
allowed?
No, well, it's not,
I'm
but I don't
new
care.
I'm a person,
yeah,
and right. Blame me.
Yeah, let's just...
Abdullah.
Why don't you...
air hockey, but we'll go,
movie after, tickets. Movie
tickets for you, darling. We're going to go off to Sarah in Glenhaven. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Are you excited for the weekend, Sarah?
I am, actually. Oh, actually, no, because I've got to do work on Saturday, so not really. I'm excited for Sunday.
Hashtag whatever.
Jobs, money, bills.
Oh, good. Here is the secret sound. What do you think it is, Sarah?
I think it's, you know, when you take a new line or a new paragraph when using a typewriter and then the carriage moves back to the very beginning. That's what I think the sound is.
I like how old school your guess is.
Yeah, very old school.
No, it's not, Sarah. And I love that a 23-year-old's talking typewriters. Yeah. That is, are you a steampunk, Sarah?
No, I just remember it from the time when my brother used to go to the dentist and the guys used to still use typewriters back then.
Whoa. Wow. I wouldn't trust that dentist.
More of you, Sarah. Okay. That's it. Another chance to play after 9 o'clock when we go 3 hours commercial free for R&B Fridays. Detectives yesterday finished a second day of digging at a property in Sydney's northern beaches as part of the revive search for the possible remains of Lyn Dawson. Now, this is this cold case, really, that's been reignited by the Teacher's Pet podcast.
Everyone's been talking about this.
Yeah.
It's so divided. And sometimes you forget that this is a real woman with real family
that's
members
so
who have been dragged through this for so long. And Lynn's younger brother and former police officer, Greg Sims, is on the phone right now. Good morning, Greg. Thank you so much for coming on the show today to have a chat.
Good morning, guys.
So, Greg, as a former police officer... have you been frustrated by basically the lack of activity for 20-something years until a podcast reignited it?
Well, we're actually, we believe that once Lyn was reported missing, that the normal things would happen in relation to a missing person. And we actually believe that, believe Chris Dawson when he said that Lyn was missing. And we were just thought that the police would actually go through the normal procedures, but... obviously, we were mistaken.
So what you're saying is that at the time when Chris Dawson and her husband said, oh, no, she's left or she's gone to a religious something or whatever it was that he said, that they just took his word for it?
Yeah. And we actually were, what would you say, caught in his web of, I can't think of the right word, but we were mesmerised by him. He had us where he wanted us. Mm. We believed what he said. He was accepted into our family.
Yes.
And what he said to us, we believe was the truth, because that's the way we were brought up.
You said originally this is someone you'd welcomed into your family, and as normal human beings, you never assumed this sort of thing would actually happen in your life. So, of course, at first, you're going to believe him. If he says she's just disappeared, you believe him. At what point, how long did it take for you to actually have that thought and that realisation, maybe we don't believe him, maybe something else has happened here, maybe something more sinister?
Well, there's always in the back of your mind, you know, she hadn't contacted us.
Yeah.
She was always contacting mum through him. And she was the sort of person that always contacted everyone for the birthdays, even by card or letter in those days, because communications wasn't all that crash hot in the 80s or early 80s.
Yeah.
And it was just, we just believed him and everything he told us, so... Yeah.
Now, Greg, we're talking to Lyn Dawson's brother, also a former police officer, Greg Sims. Greg, what type of effect has this had on your family throughout the years?
Well, initially, we were wondering where our sister was. Once we really started listening or looking around, you know, I'd be sitting at home TV watching a football match, and the camera would pan around the crowd, and you'd think, and there was an ad.
Yeah.
And you'd look at the ad and you'd think, oh, that looked like Lyn.
Mm.
And you'd wait for that ad to come around again. And then you'd really scrutinise it and you'd say, oh, bugger, it wasn't. But, it's been hard over the years. As you know, I initially doubt in the back of my mind, but that was really confirmed that I wasn't going to see my sister again when we met up with Joanne Curtis at Woy Woy after she left Chris Dawson when she feared for her own safety.
Yeah.
We can't imagine what that period must be like for you, and you've had to live through it for so long now, but they're having a second look around the house at the moment. So what are you hoping for now?
Well, what we're really hoping for is they find our sister. If they don't, we've been assured by the police on the broadcast the other morning by Detective Superintendent Scott, Scott Cook, that they will press on regardless. If we find Lynn, we can put her to rest, yeah, and then we can look at all the next things that go on when they find someone.
Well, Greg Sims, Lynn Dawson's brother, hey, thank you so much for speaking to us today. We'll see what the police uncover. Thanks for your time today, mate.
Okay, thanks very much.
Catch the NRL Finals action live on Channel 9. The expert, what do you call yourself? Erin Mullen, good morning.
Now, wouldn't call myself an expert.
All right.
Well, thanks, Carl.
They call you a TV presenter, but you're so much more than that.
Oh, I encompass so much more than that. Just check my Twitter and see how other people describe me. That's your more accurate description.
We're
calling
it,
babe. You're absolutely an expert. At least on this show, you're our expert. You know what? I'll take it every day of the week. How are we all?
We are really good, but we forgot to play Erin in with the Bulldogs theme tune. Take it away. Sweet Caroline. Ba, ba, ba. Denya's got his pants down.
Again. Denya, we told you. Keep your pants on. Sorry, you realise that there's a new naughty team in town that you're a little bit behind the times with.
Well, no, I've read the front page today. So the Rabbitohs. So can you just give us a quick précis of what's allegedly meant to have happened with the Rabbitohs?
Look, it's really, really frustrating as a genuine NRL fan that this is what we're talking about again. But another scandal in the NRL. The Rabbitohs allegedly had a video call with a young lady. I think she was 23 or 24 years old. I think it was back in May, after a game in New Zealand, and a couple of them, apparently high-profile ones, have exposed themselves to her. And look, she sent an email to the club a while ago. Apparently a couple of her emails were ignored, so she's gone to the media. Now, mind you, it's interesting to see the take that the Telegraph haven't named players and haven't produced screenshots, which is interesting in regards to how they're covering this compared with other kind of scandals. I'm curious to see why or to know why, but I'm sure we'll find out as you know, the hours and days go on. These things never remain a secret for long, as you know, in rugby league and life in general.
Now, Erin, do you think, and this is how I see it, a lot of these guys are, they're out of high school, they're straight into sports. Do you think we need more mentors coming along saying, hey, boys, this is what's going to happen. You're going to make some money. You're going to be in the media. People are going to talk. This is how you need to act. These are the rules, and we're going to keep you accountable. Will this help?
Look, Ash, I would have said definitely 10, 20 years ago when they actually started doing that. This is the thing, right? If this is the first time we're seeing this kind of scandal, or the first time that, you know, mobile phones had come out and people were recording other people, you'd say, okay, you know what? You're an idiot, but forgiven. This is a whole new world. This is dumb stuff. This has been happening for years and years and years. And you know what? You can argue all you want and say, we were in a private function, or we were doing this, or you know, I didn't know I was being filmed, or I didn't hurt anyone. It doesn't matter. You're in the public eye. People are going to film. People are going to try and get money, make money off you. People are going to try and generate headlines for themselves by outing you and embarrassing you. It does not matter whether your intentions were good, whether there was malice there. People have phones. They're going to try and catch you out. Same as all of us in the media. Same as any normal person. You know, this happens not just in the public eye. This happens in every workplace, in every facet of society, whether you're a celebrity or not. You've just got to be smarter. And it may not be fair, but you've got to be smarter. And our footballers are just not being smarter. And this is so frustrating. This is the closest finals competition we've ever seen in the NRL by a country mile. We have cracking players, cracking games, and we are talking about blokes taking their kid off on a FaceTime, Snapchat, Facebook call.
How
I mean, give me a break.
Oh, no. Every training session should start with, boys, be careful of your phones.
It should be a little mantle, like instead of the national anthem, rule. Just a little kind of, today, let's not take off our kit.
Give them all a Nokia 3210 and just say, this is
I love it, the old brick.
Yes.
Perfect. Mind you, they're not the issue. It's the other people with the phones. Give everyone in Australia a brick.
There we go. Back to the brick. We're back to the brick. So let's just quickly talk about the games because
just for a couple of seconds, let's talk about the actual game on the field. So tonight we've got the Sharks Panthers. That's after the Women's Rugby League, and this is phenomenal. Yes. This Women's National Rugby League competition. They deserve it. They are absolutely cracking athletes and players. And as time goes on, they'll become more professional. The standard will lift. At the moment, it's incredible. But so excited and proud of the NRL for doing that. Tonight in the blokes game, the Sharks take on the Panthers. This is big. They're kind of calling it the Moylan v. Maloney, the two playmakers who swapped clubs.
Yeah.
But there's so much more to it than that. The Sharks are very experienced.
They've got
you know, the age of their pack, and, you know, players like Andrew Fifita and Luke Lewis, they are brilliant. Paul Gallen is fantastic. They've lost Dugan, which is a huge loss for them.
That's rough.
But Ramian comes in, and he's just a phenomenal player. But I'm tipping Penrith in this one. I think the Panthers will be too good. And not just because I work with Gus.
Yes.
And I'm trying to suck up.
Safe to tip the Panthers when you're around.
Let's
move to the other game. The Rabbitohs now versus the Dragons. The Rabbitohs are probably not as good as we thought they were going to be this year, Aaron. I thought they would be probably, you know, close to the top. I guess they're still in it. But do you think they can beat the Dragons tonight or tomorrow?
Look, I think they will tomorrow. I think definitely. The Dragons, no one gave them a chance against the Broncos last week. They were fantastic. They had this, you know, if you do this top eight table, a couple of people have mocked it up for post-origin period. And they would have been at the bottom of it because their form was just slumped so severely. But Ben Hunt was brilliant, and I'm really happy for him. He's a really lovely
guy who cops
more than his fair share. And yes, he's in the public eye, and yes, he gets paid a lot of money to do what he does, but he cops it more than most. So I was glad for him. But look, I don't think they've got a chance. Mind you, this scandal, they're saying it's a couple of high-profile players. I don't care how experienced you are or how focused you are. If there's a couple of high-profile players that are possibly in other relationships, therefore the consequences of this are going to be more severe.
It's then the home, you're right.
That,
it's
you know, that could be a huge distraction, and you know, this could really derail them. Who knows?
Well, it is. All of it is on Channel 9 and front and centre of the coverage. The wonderful Aaron Mullen. Lovely to speak to you, Aaron. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Aaron. We're doing our ticket blitz. Don't miss your last chance to catch Pink live in concert September 17, 18, 19, Kudos Bank Arena. Final tickets are on sale now, livenation.com.au, or you can just call us on 13 10 60. It's time for our ticket blitz. Here we go. Sarah from Westmead, you're going to Pink.
Oh, my God, no way. Are you serious?
We would never lie about that, Sarah, you legend. Tom in West Hoxton, guess which superstar you're going to see in concert.
Woo! Yeah, I'm gonna go see Pink with my girlfriend. We're both big fans.
Yeah, she's taking the girlfriend. Excellent work. Take your other girlfriend to something else. Carly from Penrith, you going to Pink?
Oh my God, yay! Oh my God, yay!
Don't thank God, thank us. God had nothing to do with this.
Oh God, it had something to do with everything.
Yeah, God made Pink.
God made Pink. Okay, you've made a good point, Grant.
Lee is from Kurrajong Heights. Lee, guess where you're going?
Am I going to Pink?
No, sadly not. Yeah, you are. Yeah, well done.
Laura in Bowral. I love Bowral. I love Bowral in the wintertime. Snuggle up, have a hot drink.
Oh,
I'm getting sidetracked. You're going to Pink, Laura. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And Danica from Kurrajong. Danica, all you got to do is tell us, how do you pronounce Pink backwards?
Snip.
Is the correct answer. Yay! You're going to see Pink. Well done. We are going to have more tickets as the days go on, but livenation.com.au for your last chance to see Pink live in concert. We spoke to Tennille, guys, early this morning. She left the Bachelor Mansion last night.
Yeah, in a tears. She had the conversation with the honey badger. She got things straight. She realised it was not for her. She wasn't going to get what she wanted out of this. So, and all power to her, of her own volition, went, I'm Dunsky's here. Out of there.
Yeah. The format is getting quite weird when people keep leaving.
That's true.
Considering that, the format's not quite working when contestants are just walking out on their own anytime they like.
He's got an abundance of roses. He quite literally can't give them away.
It's true. I think it's because people go into this now to have a career and to get more Insta followers. And when they realize they're at that point, they go, I don't want to have some relationship out of this. No.
You might be right, but then there was Brooke yesterday. Brooke, who had the bombshell that she'd had a relationship with two men at one point, and then she's also had it been in a relationship with two women over the journey. And it as you guys were all saying, it's 2018, didn't really seem like the bombshell they were trying to pretend it was.
No.
I think if the Bachelor's now going around and handing out roses to the lighting guy and the sound guy just so they can make enough episodes to see out the season,
Dwayne, I think there's an issue. You're in.
get a wig on Dino. Yeah. Enough of what we think about The Bachelor. A lot of people calling in on 131060, and Gavin from Double Bass got her
Gavin.
Thoughts.
Gavin, we love Gavin.
Good morning.
Hello, it's Gavin from Double Bay here. Yes, I'm definitely a woman. Yep. A woman with her bachelor review. My God, that honey badger is unpopular with the ladies. He's like a bowler. Actually, that's not fair. A bowler has better hair. And what about Brooke's revelation? She had a relationship with two women. Get with the program, Brooke. It's 2018. I had a relationship with two women last night. Okay. Actually, they're just leaving now. Thanks, ladies. Wonderful time. Don't worry, I won't tell anyone you were here and what we did. Bye, Ita. Bye, Carrie Ann. Anyway, last night when Carrie Ann and I took a break from something we call the Spanish Tumblr, we saw a promo for Grant and Ash's new show, Game of Games. Mm-hmm. One of the games had a contestant plummeting 5 meters into a pile of muck. That game must be called Take Me Out's Ratings, or Channel 10's Share Price, or Grant Denyer's Racing Career.
Oh.
Speaking of Ash London, I see she's filling in. Grant Denyer, how many more letters do I have to write you? I wish you'd fill me in. Okay. I'm like a human bottle, desperate for some hot tar. Bathurst style. Okay. I'd like to end today with a guess for the secret sound. Play it, please. Yes, this woman from Double Bay, a definite woman that shaves her you-know-where. Back, shoulders, neck, knuckles. The answer is, that is the sound of Grant Denyer's brain malfunctioning as he gives away the answer on air. This is Gavin from Double Bay saying, how is he nominated for a radio award?
Thank you, Gavin.
That podcast of Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalli wasn't anywhere near as stylish as the Mazda 3 Neo Sport. Available now from an amazing 21,490 drive away. See your local Mazda dealer today.